This is Ukrainian Public Radio, Romadzkie Radio in Ukrainian language. My name is Maxim Butkevich, and we are in Ukrainian House, Ukrainsky Dim, one of the buildings in the downtown Kiev, which is controlled by the protesters, talking to Yalmar Jorge Joffre Ayhoron. If I misspelled your name, I beg your pardon, who just arrived to Kiev from Bolivia, as I just found out. So my question is, what is the aim of your arrival? And just jumping ahead a bit, I know that there will be certain event or chain of events related to the current situation, current events in Ukraine. If you can describe what will take place and where it will be.
Дякую. Thank you, Maxim, for inviting me to speak here and share some of my ideas, some of the plans we have for the next few weeks with regards to a very, very exciting initiative when using participatory theater and what's called the theater of the oppressed as one of the very interactive, very participatory, very grassroots way of engaging communities to talk about the issues in Maidan. I've been coming to Ukraine since 2010. So to a certain degree, it feels a bit like a home to me because I've been here so many times, working with theater in different parts of the country, generally with non-professional actors, with ordinary people, with youth, with students, with political activists. And so what we are about to start here in Kyiv and other parts of Ukraine for the next few days is something that needs to be seen in that context. You know, it's been going on for 3 years. It is specifically related to what is happening in Maidan and other plots and other Maidans of the country at the moment, but it is also a kind of consequence and a further evolution of everything that we have been doing for many, many years already. You know.
So I presume for some of members of our audience, it sounds a bit, you know, maybe unusual, theater and public protest, theater and barricades. What does the theater of the oppressed do, and how it relates itself to the events?
Absolutely. It's important to say that the methodology of the theater of the oppressed was founded more than 40 years ago in Brazil in a very, very specific political context of deep polarization and, in fact, of deep oppression, therefore the name. Because at that time in Brazil, there was a military dictatorship, so there was very little freedom of expression, there was little freedom of movement, people were tortured, people were disappeared. And at that time, the founder of this methodology, Augusto Boal, he made a decision that in times of oppression, in times of crisis, in times of violence, the theater must take a stand. You know, we cannot be neutral, we cannot just make theater about anything, but the theater has to take an active position, either for or against. And that was the beginning of the methodology, a methodology that tries to use the theater as a way to generate grassroots dialogue on oppressions, on problems, on different forms of conflict, and that tries to use the theater to, after the dialogue or through the dialogue, start initiating a search for grassroots solutions. So what is special about the theater of the oppressed is that it's a theater for everyone. It's a theater that aims at democratizing the theater itself by putting it at the service of ordinary people, of oppressed people, of people facing discrimination, facing marginalization, with the attempt to empower people to help communities mobilize themselves, yeah, in their quest for positive change, for positive transformation, and in fact revolution. And so Augusto Boal, when he founded this methodology, he said the theater of the oppressed is a rehearsal for the revolution. It's a practice for revolution. So in a larger sense of the word, it's political theater, but it's a political theater from the bottom up. It's political theater that is participatory, and it's political theater that does not give answers. Yeah, it's not propaganda theater, but it's a theater that asks questions and that tries to encourage people to think about potential solutions and find a way to put them into action.
So it was founded in 1960, more or less.
Yes, late 60s, early 70s. Yeah.
And now we're in February 2014 in Kyiv. What is so specific about this situation, what the Theater of the Oppressed will do, what issues it will raise here and now?
Sure. Of course, from my side, it's important to say that obviously I'm not Ukrainian, and you know, I have no interest and desire to impose my own interests onto the Ukrainian people. I think the reason why I came and offered this as part of a larger initiative is because people have asked me to do that. So the suggestion really came from a group of local activists that were active here on Maidan and that I met when I came back to Ukraine at the beginning of January. And so when we sat down together, some of them knew the methodology, some of them had been part of workshops that I had done here in Ukraine before. And so they said, we would like to use the theater a little bit more because we believe it's a very powerful methodology. And so I listened to them and I thought, why not? Let's do it. You know, it works in Ukraine. In the past, when I was here, people responded very positively to it. In fact, I think many of the things that we can hear on the streets today were already voiced, of course, in workshops 3 or 4 years ago, which is very interesting for me as a practitioner. But basically, the idea was then to say, okay, if you think this is useful, then I will try to mobilize some of my international contacts to come here and then support the people of Ukraine and the people out in the streets every day for more than 2 months in the cold and hopefully make a small contribution to what is happening here, you know. And so I think with regards to the methodology, given that, of course, after so many months now, to a certain degree, the question is always what to do next and how to move on with the protests, with the demands, with the fact that, you know, certain people in power are still there, you know, so how to move it forward. I think this methodology can hopefully make a small but powerful contribution because it's a forward-looking methodology, you know. So it's not just the theater that, as I said before, that shows the reality or that criticizes the government, but it's a methodology that really asks audiences how can we come up with very concrete strategies for change and how can we actually put them into practice. So the powerful thing about this methodology is that in most techniques, because there are different techniques, but in most of the techniques of the theater of the oppressed, the audience is actually invited to come on stage and try out direction. So when I say dialogue, it's not just a talking dialogue, but it's a dialogue where the audience will be invited to come on stage and try out their ideas for change. So how can we bring the change in action and not only in words? And I hope that this small initiative can make that contribution with regards to getting people to support in their quest for strategies, for change, for solutions, you know, so let's hope.
So you mentioned that you thought about bringing your friends, your colleagues to Ukraine, and this is what's happening now, where the Theater of the Oppressed will take place in the next few days in Ukraine. What cities?
Yeah, it will happen in 5 cities of Ukraine. It will happen in the east of the country. It will happen in the west. It will happen in the south and the north. In Kyiv, in Chernihiv, as far as I know, in Lviv, in different parts of the country, with local organizers. Everything is locally and autonomously organized. There's no funder behind it. It's just us doing it with a lot of people, all Ukrainians that are putting their time and effort and heart into this. And basically, it will be individual workshops led by a group of 6 Theater of the Oppressed practitioners that come from different parts of the world, including the United States, including India, so really from far away, many of whom have paid their own tickets to come here. So some people have taken out a loan to come here. So they're really doing this out of solidarity from what they know about the context with the people that they have been in touch with. And I think it's a wonderful, small, but again, hopefully powerful and symbolic initiative that will raise a lot of interesting discussions and hopefully give some ideas how to move forward. You know?
It sounds like a great invitation to a dialogue in a very polarized context. Were there any previous experiences or the situations where theater for dialogue was effective or was taking place?
Yeah, of course. Again, it's a methodology that has been around for a long time, often from, as I said before, many times from a grassroots angle, not because it's not institutionalized theater in a more traditional way. So, of course, I'm sure there are many, many initiatives that we don't know about. But what we do know is that this methodology has been used in places of direct conflict or post-conflict, heavy polarization, whether it's, you know, Israel-Palestine, whether it's Afghanistan, whether it's Colombia, you know, places in Egypt during the Arab Spring on the Tahrir Square, there was theater of the oppressed. So I think to a certain degree, what we are hoping to do here in Ukraine, follows in the tradition of what has been happening in other countries. And of course, many people around the world in this community of people who work with this methodology are also following very closely what's happening here in Ukraine right now, which I think is another wonderful small contribution to complexifying the view that other people have of what's happening in Ukraine. No? Because as a result of what we're doing, many jokers, the so-called jokers, which are the facilitators, or what Augusto Boal called the difficultators of the work, that that are now interested in Ukraine and that have, you know, sent money to pay for some of the tickets, that have sent videos to support. So I think to a certain degree that has been another kind of a beautiful side effect of the work. You know.
So among our audience, if someone would like to join or to find out more, is it better to find material online, either a Facebook page or something like that? How is it better to find Ukrainian part of this project?
Yeah, there's a Facebook page under facebook.com/theaterfordialogue in one word, and there's a lot of information in Ukrainian, some in Russian, some in English, as far as I understand, more about the project. We're about to start, but there's still a couple of days to go before we actually kick off the initiative. So people who still want to join as participants, as audiences, people might want to offer space, please get in touch with us via the Facebook page. There's contact details of some of the local organizers, and they will be happy to respond, because my Ukrainian is still very weak, so you would have to contact me in English. But it'd be great to have more support. And again, I hope this is only the beginning, of course. You know, I think that there might be chances in the future to follow up on this, because this is a very short initiative, just basically a week long. But I think the buzz generated is hopefully something that we can build on. You know.
Thank you very much. So join, be involved, be interested. Just to remind you, we were talking with Hjalmar Horhan Geoffrey Einhorn, who just arrived to Ukraine at the beginning of the string of events of Theater for Dialogue, or Theater of the Oppressed, related to events, current events in Ukraine, Maidan, and issues around it. Thank you very much. It's Ukrainian Public Radio, Громадське Радіо. My name is Максим Буткевич. Слухайте, думайте.